Well, in Washington today, President Obama met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the first time in more than 13 months. The two leaders have had a strained relationship for some time now, in part because of President Obama's landmark Iran nuclear deal that has the right-wing prime minister worrying about his country's safety. And Netanyahu's speech to Congress earlier this year showed his willingness to spar with President Obama in public. Here's President Obama this morning.
It's no secret that the Prime Minister and I have had a strong disagreement on this narrow issue, but we don't have a disagreement on the need to making sure that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon, and we don't have a disagreement about the importance of us blunting destabilizing activities that Iran may be taking place. And so we're going to be looking to make sure that we find common ground there.
Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And we've been hearing all about this icy relationship between these two guys as you saw them today. Do you have any sense that that's changing at all?
Well, they put a smiling face on that icy relationship. I mean, these two have never had a warm relationship, and it was really strained by the debate over the Iran nuclear deal that, of course, Obama championed and Netanyahu roundly criticized, including during that extraordinary address to Congress. But both men have expressed a desire to make nice, as it were, and they said the right things. They shook hands for the photographers. I don't think there's any real genuine warmth between these two leaders, but they went through the motions of putting a smiling face on what is a very strong alliance between the United States and Israel.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Prime Minister Netanyahu doing just that today.
And I think this is a tremendously important opportunity for us to work together to see how we can defend ourselves against this aggression and this terror, how we can roll it back. It's a daunting task.
What is it that Netanyahu wants from the U.S. right now? Because it looks like that's probably not going to be a two-state solution with the Palestinians.
That's right. The White House has been blunt in saying they have no expectation that there's going to be peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians on President Obama's watch. There probably won't even be another round of negotiations towards that, although the president did talk about what steps they might take to reduce the violence that we've seen an uptick in just recently. They have a lot to talk about, and there are a lot of things that the Israelis want. They're always looking for signals of strong military aid from the United States. There's probably not going to be anything concrete coming out of this meeting, but they are taking some steps towards renewing a formal security agreement that's set to expire in a couple of years. And so they have some time to formalize that, but they were going to take some steps on that path today that might include an increase in U.S. military aid to Israel from the current level of about $3 billion a year.
What does the U.S. want from Israel? Is there something that the president is asking the prime minister for during these meetings?
Well, again, there's no real expectation of major progress on the two-state solution, but I think he would like to see some trust-building measures from both Israel and from the Palestinians that might at least not make the prospect of a two-state solution any more distant than it already is.
Scott, we know that Prime Minister Netanyahu has a lot of friends in Washington, both Republicans and Democrats, although, as we saw in his speech to Congress, he's got a very strong partner in the Republicans in Congress. But on this visit, he is going to be stopping by the Center for American Progress, which is a progressive think tank. What's going on there?
I think there's a sense that perhaps Benjamin Netanyahu had strayed too far in a partisan direction and had aligned himself too much with Republicans. And so he's going to be addressing this left-leaning think tank, as well as the more conservative American Enterprise Institute during this visit, kind of strike a balance there. And the White House has always said that a real core strength of the U.S.-Israel alliance is the fact that it is nonpartisan. And there's certainly been a feeling that at the administration side that Netanyahu had put that bipartisan support at risk by aligning himself so much with the GOP. And maybe there's some sense on the Israeli side as well that perhaps that some course correction was needed now.
Well, Scott, one other thing did come up at this morning's meeting between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu, and that was today's killing of two U.S. training officers and a South African in Jordan by a Jordanian police officer. What did they say?
Well, the president obviously expressed sympathy to the families of those who were killed and said this is something that the administration takes very seriously. They're working with the Jordanians to figure out exactly what happened. Prime Minister Netanyahu also expressed condolences. And this is just another sign of the violence and the tension in the Middle East. That's one reason the president said the United States views military aid to Israel not only as a way to shore up Israel's own security, but as a way to safeguard U.S. security interests throughout what is a very troubled region right now.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley talking with us as Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel visits President Obama in Washington today. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.